The recipe for the Hairy Rock Show.
2 teaspoons of Pearl Jam for Si.
Handful of scorpions for Dave.
Some chili peppers, of course.
Drizzle with some 4-stroke oil. And add 2 generous portions of Telly Chef. This is the Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers on Planet Rock.
I'm Si.
And I'm Dave.
And you're listening to
the Hairy Rock Show.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers on Planet Rock.
Well, hello. How are you, you lovely, lovely lug listeners? How are you all going? Well, I have to make a confession. It's just me. I am solo, flying by the seat of one's wings. That should be pants, obviously, but I just thought I'd play with your minds on a Sunday. Dave's not here because he's not. So I'm going to do intermittently Dave's voice all the way through the show, which will him off no end. So hello, how are you all? How is your Sunday going? Have you got croissants in the parts of your body that you really don't think you should have? Crumbs all over your bed, in your duvet, and over the dog.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
Here's a one-pot wonder to make you feel lovely. Now, it's a carbonadus flamands, which fundamentally means a Belgian beef stew. It's brilliant. You whack it all in the oven and it's great. It's one pot. It's fab. So simple. Quite. It's a shin of beef. So get your butcher to give you a shin of beef because I don't think you can buy it in the... You see what we're doing? We're trying to encourage you to go to butchers and not buy stuff from the supermarket. Albeit that I know, I do it too. We all have to shop in supermarkets because that's the way our existence, culture and life is. But what I would encourage you to do, if you have a butcher, go local. Go and say to him, can I have a shin of beef? And he'll be a very happy man with you. And ask him to trim the sinew off, then take it home, cube it, cover it in flour, little bit of butter in the oil, in the bottom of your casserole pan. And honestly, this stew is lush. Onions, we've got fresh thyme in there, we've got bay leaves, and we've got a bottle of beer. It's autumn, you have to have beer, don't you? I mean, it'd be wrong not to. And then, just to give that a lovely little sweetness, we've got some red currant jelly in there, a little bit of cider vinegar to balance. You remember how we keep talking about balancing all the flavours? Sweet, savoury, salt, beautiful. So, that's it. It's on the website. Go and get it. It's Hairy Bikers, One Pot Wonders, and you'll love it. Go and make it. And also, you may get lucky after that. You may not, because it's really heavy and it'll put you to sleep. But never mind, you never know.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Right, it's time for an email. Dave Caster. Hello, Dave, how are you? And the subject is Ogre. Oh, hey. Ogre, however you used to say it. It says, hi chaps, I assume that being around the same age as me, you used to buy Bike Magazine every month. Very true. Did you, Dave?
Yes, I did.
So, yes, there, you see, we both used to buy them. Which was, of course, very famous motorcycle magazine in the 80s. And instantly turned to the back, didn't we? All to read Ogre, which he did. And we did. And of course, this was by the brilliant cartoonist Paul Sample. You would see Ogre out on his Norvan with his hapless sidekick, Malcolm. That's true, you did. One of my favourites was when Malcolm saw pics of holes drilled in the engine plates on a Cafe Racer and then proceeded to drill holes everywhere, including his lid and fuel tank. Yes, that was... I remember that, actually. It was flaming hilarious. Also, used to love the political comments from snails, frogs, dogs and cats. Yes. Yes, you see, that's it. There is a theme of chaos and anarchy that runs through our existence as rockers, isn't it? It's brilliant. And long may it continue. Continue to stick it to the man until your elbows are touching wood. God, I sounded a bit like Graham Norton there, didn't I? I went, yes, ho. That was weird. I don't know where that came from. Also, yes, anyway, could you guys have a Hairy Bikers cartoon edition is what our Dave is asking. Hold on, I'll ask Dave. Dave, should we have a cartoon?
Yeah, it'd be a good idea, Kinky.
Right, okay then. Well, I think me and Dave might look into that. And that's Dave in Derby, as opposed to Dave wherever my Dave is. where I'm not entirely sure. So, yeah, thank you for that, Dave. That's brilliant and that's hilarious. Bring back Ogre. That's what I say.
Si and Dave, Sunday Roast Amnesty.
On Planet Rock.
Right, Sunday Roast, here we go. So we're just about to talk about things that bother you in the kitchen on a Sunday when you're doing your Sunday roast or otherwise. And it's from a lady called Claire Walker. Good day to you, Claire. How are you, darling? This is the subject, steel recommendations for sharpening knives. Hi, guys. I absolutely love the show. Thanks very much, Claire. That's very kind of you to say. There have been times when I've been in tears listening to you both. What was that with constipation or what? What are you saying, Claire? Anyway, I heard a few weeks ago that Si takes his own knives with him to friends and family as their knives are blunt and rubbish. Well, I do on occasion. In fact, I do all the time. I'm known for it. Not so much my family because they're all cooks, so they have hot. But you know when you go to self-catering accommodation and the only thing that you could cut with a knife is a brick? Well, you couldn't even cut that. It's just they're as blunt as an elbow. I could have used other similes, but I thought it's probably best not because it's Sunday. So, yes. Well, she goes on to say, I have a diamond steel and I think it's rubbish. I have a lovely Wusthof knife, oh nice, chef's knife, and I can't sharpen it for toffee. So I wondered if you could recommend a steel that would last more than 10 minutes and put a keen edge on my knives. Oh, she's using all the lingo, I will clear. Listen, kid, I tell you what to do. You know, there is this, I have no idea what the brand is called, but it's got a sucky thing on the bottom of it. And you stick it on your tabletop or your work surface, and then you sharpen it. So it's not a steel. The thing about steels is that you know, some days you hit it right, other days you don't. If you've got a nice Wusthof, which clearly you have, I think the best thing to do is get one of those steels where the angle, not the steel, a knife sharpener, where it's all the angles are already done for you, and literally you put it in, you draw it across a couple of times, and you've got a knife and blade as sharp as Dave Myers' tongue. And that's sharp. I've seen Dave slice through tomatoes in a breath with his tongue. And his best mate, normally, as well. He knows how to hurt. Anyway, like Yorkshire Lass Claire from Sheffield, the Steel City. You're from Sheffield? Hold on. I've just read that bit. You're from Flaming Sheffield, and you never know how to sharpen a knife. Walker, are you having a laugh?
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
So now we've got another email from... Oh, no. This is from Declan in Edinburgh Airport. All right, Decker, how are you doing, Jordan? And he goes, subject, awesome show. Oh, well, thanks. This is going well so far, Declan. Good lad. I'm currently sitting in Edinburgh Airport waiting to go to Frankfurt. Unfortunately, it's for business and not pleasure. I told you, he has a dodgy moral compass, our Declan, definitely. However, just wanted to message to say I think you guys are funny, right? And making my weight a lot better. Well, I'm glad we can be of assistance, Declan. Very pleased indeed. And also, it helps when you drink cold Tennent's. That's beer. Tennent's, what time is it, Declan? It's too early for court. I never get... Right. I'm sorry. I've just got to say, I cannot get me head round the fact that a load of lads and lasses turn up at an airport at 5:30 in the morning and then go to the pub. Why? At 5:30 in the morning would you go, I think I'll go to the pub. I know you're going on your holidays and you're all overexcited, but most of you get so pissed, you miss your holiday because they'll not let you on the plane. Now, forgive me for saying and stating the obvious, but that's stupid. You've saved up all year to go on your fortnight's holiday and to go on your bike, you're not getting on the plane. Well, anyway, and also, I don't know, if you drink beer at 5:30 in the morning, it makes you want to wee all day. You are a deviant, Declan. A deviant of epic proportion. Are you a Scot? I have a feeling you may be. Let me know. Declan, write back and let me know. And then we can send you somewhere to be reprogrammed. Right, moving on. Dear me. Once bitten, twice shy, Ian Hunter. Let that be a lesson to you, Declan.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.